get back to Olay. And let's just see what we have, first of all. Olay and Masos. The Alochas G'dolos, that's the Rambam quotes here, but Kva To'u Zulasenu, his Kavona is the Alochas G'dolos, Kva To'u Zulasenu, Gam B'Sherish Hazer, that he's Moina Mitzvah, which is L'Shoah Eminyan HaMitzvahs, Umona Biglal Shedochaku Hatzerich B'Mashu Rochav. He claims, it's a very strange thing, though, he's trying to suggest what might be causing the Baal Loch Gedolos to do the strange thing of counting Mitzvah L'Shoah, because he has to have Tayag and he can't find it. See, so basically, if you don't understand what Tayag is, it will be Rochav. But since he doesn't understand, it's doch glatzor, so he tries to pull straws to find things which really don't exist. Okay, that's basically what he's saying on Alochas Gedolos, which other Rishayim say should call Dvov Divrei Kabbalah. Okay, v'gam elu eino no. Okay, so he says, what did he count? V'lo yavou lirois Kabbalas Hakadosh, which we discussed by Richas already once. Omono. V'loyavoid oid she bilevim. We'll have to talk about it a little later. What does he want? She bilevim. Okay, she bilevim. V'gam elu enoi noigeis l'deris ela ki'im b'midbo. Very important thing. That these mitzvahs ended when they crossed the Jordan River. Kesha obos hayalden, he says b'midbo. He's very careful. And we'll see, I think Peskelov doesn't go like that, because I don't know how, he doesn't quote this Rambam, but it says, Mefurish ki im b'midbo. That the lav l'yavud oid was only noig b'midbo. Correct? And the lav l'yavud kabbalah is only b'midbo. In other words, once they crossed the Jordan River, it was all over. Correct? Okay. Now, we pointed out last time that the Sifri, Baal Yisro, Vishesh is echo bi och es echo bi moi va vudo ya boi oi talking about the lab kocha tase levim shonu poise mo levim vi ein poise im be kohan shoy be din u mai mo mok mishli poso mu mi v khulei and it goes the whole thing avu mi shnikh nesu la oret I'm skipping a little bit mi shnikh nesu la oret ein halvim Nifsol and Elabakov. So it means all this doesn't apply. So Chayla, it's a Mefurish Sifri, like the Rambam, that the Psul, that the Lav, or Yavo, the Psul Shonim, only applies in Midbar. Mishinichlus L'Oretz. Okay, I don't know what would have been in Yaldim when they left the Midbar, where the Yaldim is all it. I'm not getting involved with Chayla. There's not that much of an issue over here. Okay? Okay. Now, that L'Chayr is there, Rabbi Hillel over there says, Lo Apostle, the Begilgol, Lo Hoy Apostle Shonim Balavim. So that's what it means. It means Gilgal. Once they crossed the Jordan River, it was all over. Okay. So, L'Chayr, you'd want to say, so what happened? What changed when they crossed the Jordan? What happened? Why was the lav possible? So L'Chayra, you would have said that both of these lavim, Lo Yirol Lirois Kabbalas HaKadosh, and the lav of Lo Yavo'id, okay, they depend upon Masa of Machanois, okay? And the Machanois terminated when they came to the Jordan River, okay? And the Lo Yavud Oid, the Lo Yuk of Lo Yuk of Alas HaKadosh, when the Piruk and the Masos, L'Chayr is only by Midbo. That L'Chayr is what's said over here. There's no more Masos, no more Lo Yavud Oid. However, Biskurov Zichron Levocha in Chedushim Moed Viz Halevi Al Rambam in Michtovim, which was a letter to my Rebbe. This Let Rabbi on the Sea Solid. Other Hey Tough Reish Pay Bays. Rabbi was 19 then, okay. Let Rabbi was 19, okay. He was born in Samach Gimel. I think he was also born North. Soif Diramasav Hoya Nira. And he says in the Rambam that the love of Lo Yavod Oid, this love is Noheg Ad Beis Olamim. Because they moved, it talks about in Tanakh, they moved it. Until they stop moving, he learns that Masa does not depend upon Machnais, and it's until Beis Olamim. And then there's a din of Nachla, and after Nachla, there's no more Masos. It's Afkof Masos Bechlau. But until that point, see, the truth is, I don't understand Buskirov. Even if you accept what he says, the Rambam says in Kuf Pei Zayin, okay, that the mitzvah from Hachrim Tachrimin of Zayin Amamin and Amolek, even if Luyitzur, they leave the world, they're no more Canaanim. They're no more Amalekim. The mitzvah is a mitzvah lederes. Because the chavis gavra is lederes. Even though the chefs in which you have to do the mitzvah doesn't exist. It's a mitzvah lederes. And that's when I pointed out that the lechira, it could be doing from Tanchumi like that, because it's called Eva ve'eva oime asebi mitzvah, or lois ase. So it means that it's it depends on the chavis gavra. It's Chavis Gavra. So I only ask Biskarov what happened. See, according to my Rebbe, that the it was Lechatchila said in the Masos, which were only the Shah, because it didn't Machnes. So I understand. So it was a mitzvah which is no Yigba mitzvah. But if you're ready to say that after they crossed the Jordan River, the love is still extant, okay? It still exists. So, the Chavis Gavra still exists, okay? So, the fact that there's a din of Nachla, that there's no more Masos, and there's no more movement, that's Mafkila Lav? Why should Mafkila Lav? L'chayr should be the same as in Kuf Pei Zayin, as Rambam says in Hachim Tachime, and also over here. So we have to understand, there are two different issues I'm asking. I'm asking a textual question on the Biskarov, because the Rambam clearly says over here in Sherish Gimel that the mitzvah is only in the Egba Midbar. Then I'm asking also a conceptual question. Because Lamaisa, what does it say over here? Because once you say Ad Olamim, there's a Chavis Gavra Ad Olamim. So why is the Chavis Gavra walk up with the din of Nachla? Of Menucha Nachla. Okay, why was it put with Nachla? So Chayyur said that the mitzvah is still Kayim, it's just Nechat Timsa doesn't exist. If the mitzvah is still Kayim, but the Chefsa, which you do the mitzvah, doesn't exist, Lachayyur, then it's a mitzvah of theirs. The Rambam is very clear, it's a mitzvah shah. Okay? See, all I can tell you is, once you accept Biskarov, then, and you accept the Rambam's premise, I would have said that Halachas Gedolos, that Lo Yavod Oid is a mitzvah Gedolos. Okay? That's what I would have said. So that is my first point. Now, this whole discussion is only about the Lav of Lo Yavod Oid. Okay? But there's an assay. Okay, an assay of Bakosef Yisoh. Okay. Now, interesting, ho, just for your edification, the Aloch Zedolis does not count in his mitzvah assay Bakosef Yisoh. Okay. But the Rambam does. Mitzvah assay Lamadala Bakosef Yisoh. The Lav Lo Yavod Oid is the Shah. But there's a mitzvah Zedolis. Of course he saw. Okay. This is Mitzvah Lamed Daled. And he says, He Shetzivonu But it's very interesting. Sheyisu hakohanim, hakohanim, ho'oroi al kitfehem kishenirze loseis oisei mimokol amokol. Okay? You'll notice something very interesting happens, okay? You see, the din of Masa, of Machnois, of Mishkan, was with dinim, Alpi Hashem. Yachno Alpi Hashem Yisoh was with a din, it was with Onon, with all the different halachas. However, this peculiar din of Masa Oroin is without dinim. Kishenirze. Whenever you decide to move the Oroin, the Ram doesn't say it, and that's Kishenirze. Whenever you want to move the Oroin, there's a mitzvah because of Yisoh. That's what he says. Kishenirze, correct? V'omrei yis'ale avoides ha'klidish aleim b'kos of Yisoh. Then he does something amazing. V'af ha'pi sheze ha'tzivui bo la'levim b'eis ha'i. In the beginning, in the midbar, the beginning of the Mem Shana, it was a mitzvah levim. Omnom Hoyezer, I don't know what's the time of the call. Lemiut mispar kohanim bizman hahu ki aron hu alosh. And how much is more is besides Aaron? Okay, so since you needed a massive Aaron and there weren't that many kohanim, so therefore b'meila there was a roshah that should be levim or something like that. Omnom lederes chayom mitzvah zu hakohanim v'heim yisau. Kimo shehizboye b'sefer Yehoshua u'b'sefer Shmuel. See, here's an amazing thing, okay? So what, he's trying to tell you that the Makor is from Sefer Shmuel? And say for Yeshua. I mean, that's an amazing thing, you know. If the mitzvah is Levim, and a Novi comes and says, no, let's change it to Kohanim, it's doch, he's a Chanovi Asheker. He's Chilik on the Vus Moshe, but he's Chilik on Zisatur Shalitimuch Lefes. Okay, Shalit Batla. And it's Misosa Bechenik. And frankly, I'm not even sure if half the Har Sinai, if you say in Har Sinai, Taya Mitzvah Nem L'Deres, I'm not sure if Moshe Rabbeinu himself had the same halacha or not. I'm not getting involved in that, okay? You know, I don't know. Let's say Moshe Rabbeinu came, you know, and said, this Batlo Mitzvah, Cheslet, I don't know. I don't know why it should be different. I'm not getting involved in that. That's not the game for me. But L'Chira, what? He can't bring a raya, or he's saying since Chazal codified it in Kisvei HaKodesh, it's a raya doch that it's not a stira. So Lemaisa, it's very clear. Okay. See, there are two different issues. There's a question, is this a mitzvah of deiros? Okay. And how can it change? Okay. So the Rambam has a clear sifri in Parshas Nosai, in Piskei Mem Vov, and Yerushalmi is in Hedjim Perek Yud, Halacha Beis, the mitzvah zu nogi b'mei David. If it was nogi b'mei David, then l'chayot l'deiros. Why should it stop? Once the Nogi made David, then, you know, David with the Olin, when they picked him with the Olin, when they came, and the whole Maisa with David, right? So it's in. So you see, that's the Makor for the Ram that's missing Nogi with David. Okay? We still have to ask ourselves, can it change or can it change? How does it change? So, L'cheira, it says a Pasuk in Dvarim, Perik Lamed Aleph Pasuk Tes, Vayichtav Moshe Satera Zeis, Vayitno El HaKohanim Bnei Levi Hanoisim Es Aruin Bris Hashem Vel Kozik Neisra. So the Torah itself says, it's not, the Ram only L'chair is quoting the Psukim in Yoshua and Shmuel to tell you that it was like that, okay? But it's very clear in the Torah that the mitzvah is Kohan, okay? Then, even more than that, okay, listen to this. The Rambam says, at the end of Mitzvah Lamed Aleph, the Mitzvah of the Seis Haron, he says, V'chein kishezochar b'divrei hayomim chalukes ha-kohanim le'esrim v'arbo'o mishmores, talking about mishmores kohuna, v'oma achaze eile p'kudat Kudosom, Lavoidosom, Lovoi, the base Hashem, Kimishpotum, Biad Aaron, Avihem, Kashet Siva Hashem El K Israel, Kashet Siva Hashem El K Israel, Beo Hachomim, Shuremes Leois Abolis Kohanim, Losseis Esha Oroin, Alakote, Vizehu Kashet Siva Hashem. Elokei Israel. Okay? So L'chei, what he's saying is that the Psukim and Divrei Yomim are a reflection of a Pirush Mekubal, or that's what the mitzvah is. Okay? V'loshin Sifri, Kimishpotom Kasher Tziva Hashem Elokei Yisrael, Heichan Tzivo, Uv'levnei Kohos, Leinosan, Ki Avodis HaKlidish Aleim, Bakotev Yisou. So it's an amazing thing. So the mitzvah is Lebnei Kos, and Lachatchilo, it's in Levim, and the Pirush Mekubal says that Lederes, it's a very peculiar type of Bnei Kos, it's Kohanim. And there's no stira between the Pirush Mekubal and the Pshuto Shel Mikra, because B'nai Kos, it says in the Pasuk, and the Pirush Mekubal says that it's Kohanim. And the Pirush Mekubal is supported by the Psukim later in Devarim, that it wasn't Kilu, there wasn't a change. So the question is, what happened? There was a change? So the Pirush Mekubal says L'chatchila it always was Kohos, but the Heta was Kohos in general. And then later, when the Srabe Kohanim, it was the mitzvos of the days for Kohanim. That's the Pirush Mekubal. Okay, there's no stira. That's what the Rambam learns. Okay, that's what we have over here. Okay, now even further, see, there's something odd over here. Because if I ask you, okay, what should the mitzvah be? Is it kohen b'teres kohen? Or it's this Kayin who happens to be Ben Kos. Bnei Kos, okay? So I would have said it's Kayin that says this Ben Kos is a Kayin, okay? That's the Pirush Mekubal says, okay? That's what I would have said, correct? But then, the way the Rambam phrases it in Sefer HaMitzvos, זה דין משמרת כהונה on it. That's very odd. Correct? Because משמרת כהונה is קיים בתרס קיים, not קיים בתרס בני כוס. You understand that yourself? That's very odd. Okay? Correct? Now I want to show you the next thing, okay? Let's do a homework, let's see that now. The question is, what does the Ram do in Mishneh Torah? What's it mean in Akotze? What's in Protei HaMitzvos? How does he formulate this mitzvah? Okay? Now. This whole idea that you need Kohan and Bedavka, and it was Netka L'Kohen, you only find it in Sefer Mitzvahs, in Mitzvah L'Madalit. Okay? And I want to read the Shay, some Mamash amazing. I didn't see people talking about it. It's Mamash amazing thing. But you see me something more amazing. I'll show you a few things over here. It goes like this. In the Protei HaMitzvos, in the beginning of Chazkalei HaMikdash, it says, Hilchus Klei HaMikdash, Vo'id Dimboi, Mitzvah Vov, in the Protei HaMitzvos, Lo Seis Ha'oron Ala Kotev. No mention of who, or what, or how, or anything. Okay? Now, if you know anything about Klei HaMikdash, okay, Klei HaMikdash, the first perek of Klei HaMikdash talks about the Mashiach of Shem and Mishcha, all the dinim Mashiach. The second perek talks about Keteres in Mizbach HaPnimi and the love of Keteres Zora, Loyal Keteres Zora, Vanessa Mincha Lissischu Alov. Okay? Right? After that, it talks in the end of Perek Beis about Masa Olam and the love of the Hasor Sabbat. Okay? That's Perek Aleph and Beis. Perek Gimel is the Perek by Levim, and Perek Dalet is the Perek by Kohanim. So don't you find it interesting and amazing? That's what I always love to see, where the Rambam, you know, I take this the meal of Dola Machabrim and Rambam putting everything in its proper address to, you know, maybe even too far, but I doubt it. That's what I was taught to do. Okay. So what does it mean? It means that it's not part of the Dini Levi, and it's not part of the Mishmeres Kuna, which is in Perek Dalet. Okay. It's in the Dini from Olay. Okay. Deshi Masa Bekote. Lachela. No mention at all of who does it. That's what he says in Perek Beis, Halacha Yud Beis. Be'eis shemolichin es ha'olam imokon lamokon. This is by Eishirza, wherever they molich. Ein molichin oisai, lo abheimo vel agolois, ulefish shochach dovid, venosai al agolo, nifletz peretz buuza, ele mitzvah lenotlo ala kote, shenema, ki avoides akritish aleim bakote piso, bakote piso. Okay. Now, I want to show you something amazing, okay? This, I'm just introducing an issue now, which I'm not going to discuss fully, but it's an amazing issue, okay? Is there some type of rhyme and reason? Is there an order of the way the Rambam counted the mitzvahs I say? Is there some type of way, Seder, or he just found a, you know, Ramach and Shasar, and he put them in Shalom Yisrael? Or there's no reason at all. Okay. So what I want to show you is at least over here, and we'll see, I think, I hope in general, that there is rhyme and reason. But listen to what he did. He did something absolutely amazing. Okay, listen to this. Okay, I'm just going to tell you a Seder. I'm going to start from Mitzvah Lama, I'm going to read to you. And if you follow me, mitzvahs in the minyan hakotzer. I'm not going to read you say about mitzvahs in the minyan hakotzer. Okay, minyan hakotzer. Mitzvah lamed beis. Lachle kovod lezara shel aron ulabdima lechol dover shel kedusha shem v'kidashte. Kohanim, correct? Lamed gimel. Liyos hakohanim loifshim la'avoid the big day kuna shem v'asis the big day kodesh. Okay. Lamed dalet. Lo seis ha'orin ala kotev kishenoisin oisay. Shem bakotev yisoh. No mention of Kohan. No mention of anything. Lamed hey. Limshoyach ha'kohanim kohanim gedoylim u'malochim b'shemen ha'mishcha. Shenema shemen mishchas kodesh yiyezeh. He mentioned Kohanim gedoylim before malochim. We don't know how malochim got in here. The Ebenezer says the Kabbalah. Okay, good. Next. Then was Lamed Hey. Lamed Vov. Liyois ha'kohanim oidim b'mikdash mishmoreis. The mikdash mishmoreis. Uvamoadim oidim ke'echot shnema v'chiyov ha'alevi v'chulei levad m'kov ha'alovois. So he has a whole kvutza, a whole group of mitzvah kohanim. He throws in Masa Makotev in there. He doesn't say explicitly it's Kohanim. So what does he want? It's an amazing thing, okay? He does, right? And usually the amazing thing over here, usually you find that the Minyan HaKotzer and the Sefer Mitzvahs go together. I even saw someone, Nikilu, wrote a brilliant article that the Minyan HaKotzer was before. And Kilu, that was the Rambam, said, okay, good, you know. And you know something? He brought one Raya. And from that one Raya, he concluded, the Seder. So, all I'm just telling you, L'cheira, this reflects what's going on in Mishneh Torah and the Poter Mitzvahs. But it's some type of almost a, it's like a stepping stone, because he didn't move away from Kohanim completely, did he? Because he put it in the whole group of Kohanim, but he didn't say it's Kohanim, okay? In Mishneh Torah, both in the Mishneh Torah, in the Hilchos Klei HaMikdash proper, and in the part there amidst the beginning, he doesn't mention Kohanim and Bechor. Okay? So that's what we have. So, question, what is this? Bemis is the Pashtis of the Brice, you see, the Rambam is taking on himself something which is a little difficult in Sefer Mitzvahs, because the pashtis of the Breise in Seder, okay, so it's also the Sefer, is that the Sias Ha'olim Ali De Kohanim Bedavka is an exception. It's not the rule, okay? According to the Rambam Sefer Mitzvahs, it's the rule. Okay, that's the way it is. Listen to the Loshon of the Breise in Seder. Lamed Gimel Amud Beis. Tanya, Rev Yesi Oime, B'Shloisha Mekoimois, Nosu Kohanim Es Ha'orim. The three times that the Kohanim Nosu Es Ha'orim. Three times. Kishobu Sayyadne, Kishesibu Es Yirichoy, Ukishiziru So if you read this Braisa, you don't get the impression that the mitzvah is Kohan Lederes. Okay. So I'm wondering I'm not sure, okay? I can't say I'm sure, but even in the Minyan HaKotzer, we put it together in the group of Kohanim, and he leaves out the word Kohanim. I think he's trying to move away from what the Rambam puts it into Mishmores, okay? Because Mishmores is Kohen Dafka. And I think what he's trying to do, possibly, is you might need Kohen, but it's Kohen, not Beteris Kohen, but a peculiar member of the family of Kohos. So therefore, we might not write Kohen. I can imagine. When I get to Mishneh Torah, I have no clue what's going on. Okay? So that's what we have, correct? But Chabrisa, just before we start, whatever you say, whether you say like he says in Sefer Mitzvahs, me and HaKotzer, or, and we'll do it a little better, or you say like he says in Mishneh Torah, the Protei Mitzvahs, to say that since there's Maaseh B'Kotev as far as Aron is concerned, there should be a lav of Yavod Uy as far as Aron. Okay? Correct? So the answer is very poshut, that the love of Olin, of Lo Yavod Oid, is a love in Avodas HaLevi B'Teres Levi. So whether you take the approach of the Rambam Sefer Mitzvahs proper, that the mitzvah is koyin b'tu mishmores, or you ready to accept what I suggested in the Min HaKotzer, that it's koyin b'tu is b'nei kohos, or you leave it as almost without name in Mishneh Torah, it's not Avodas Levi. So it's not Avodas Levi. There's no makor. The whole din of Avodas Levi in Masa was only said in Mishkan. And Mishkan was the Shah, only a Midbar. And that's why the Ram says then, Umono v'lo yavid oid shebe levim. And it could be that's why he stresses levim. And he goes, oh, Dr. Levim, that was Takin Digma Lashah. But other dinim, they are not Dr. Levim, that are B'nai Kos or Kain or whatever you want. That is L'dei Reis, which is the Mitzvah Masa. So that's continued now. So that's what we have so far. You know, the truth is, I was absolutely amazed. The diuk in Min HaKotzer, I think, is amazing. You know, I didn't see anyone talk about it. But you know, it's like, it's almost like, you know, he's on his way to make a change and has not made it. Okay? Or you could say something else. You could say that he's not on his way to do anything, really. I'll explain to you. Because the minion, the Seder, was made in Sefer Mitzvah itself, which there was Kohanim. But the question is, can you actually write a minion HaKotzer and, you know, and put in the same... I just don't know what that means, but I'm not getting... Okay? But I'm not getting involved in that, but I'm just pointing it. Okay, I'm going to say that. Next.
When you say Shebe Levi, I mean, you're not saying that the Shaykh, the Inisir by the Kohanim.
What?
You're suggesting that Lo Yavaru could have applied to Kohanim?
No, so I'm saying since whatever it is, even it's B'nai Kohos, but it's not B'nai Kohos, but it's Levi. So the whole idea of Levi, L'Deiris, doesn't make any sense. It's not Avodas Levi. No matter whether you ready to say it's Mishmoris or whatever you say, but it's not Avodas Levi. And the love of Le'avod Eid was said in Avodas Levi. You say that? Okay. Now, this mamish is very interesting, right? Just amazing, okay? Now, that's next. So the Chayra. Since the Ram says Netko, and Lemir Kohanim and Aaron Barosh, you have to say that even in the Midbar, during the Aboyim Shona, there was a kiyum, not only of Masa of Mishkan, but a kiyum Masa of Oren B'teris Oren. Okay, right? Because it can't be, right? Because it's not that the mitzvah started later, okay? But the mitzvah, he says, L'chatchile was Levi, okay? L'chatchile was Levi. But Lemir, Kohanim, it was Netzer. You see, this question itself is something you have to think about. Because L'chira, the discussion of Netka, okay, by definition means you could have imagined a masa of Oroi in Midbar, independent of Masa of Mishkan, correct? Because if you couldn't have imagined it, okay, and every time you pick up the Oroi, it was a Masa of Mishkan, so we have to say Netka. You could say it always was Kohanim, but you know, whatever it is, the Din Masa or the Din didn't exist. So what exactly happened? What the Din Masa, of Oroim, Asas would have Asad the Levi. Just wondering what's happening exactly. Okay. So, you know, before we get started, if we saw they wanted, even though the Mishkan was over here, they wanted to move the Oroim kilogram, I'm not sure exactly what would have happened. But L'chera, you should have had Kohanim had the mitzvah had not changed. Okay, we'll see, okay. There is a mitzvah of Maseh of Mishkan with a din of Seidah HaMachnes. And the din of Oroi had a peculiar din of Machna Levi. And Biskalov discusses Barichus in his Pirush al Atera in Parshas Nosri, Divir Masva Nosa. Bekitzer, the Machne of the Oroin was called Machna Levi. So a separate din as part of the Seder Machnes. So there's a din Oroin between the Seder Machnes. Now, you would want to say there might have been a separate din masa and oloin in for example, if the two aloinos, okay, and it's now going, they, you know, they took out the Nuchomo and not this one and that one, so then you could imagine that they were moving the oloin around, correct? The problem is that even though Bartik Biskov also mentioned the two Aroinis, and my Rebbe mentions it in the Sefer, there's no mention in Rambam of two Aroinis. The Ramban Chumash is machriya, like the Rabbon and the Yishalmi Shkol, there's only one Aroin, and the Rambam there's only one Aroin. So then I'm a little bit confused, okay? And that's the Yishalmi says, Rabbon and Amre, Oren Echer Hoyu, Upam Achas Yotzvi Me'elin. It never went out of the Mechama. It was only Me'elin. That's when it was Nishba. It was only one time. And that's the Psak of the Ramban. Okay.
Rebbe Chemes Minyan. Doesn't the Chumash talk about...
That's Chatzul, what? Claire Kledish? I don't think I'm... Okay. I don't take it out. That's the Minyan. You tell me what's a Chero Yuhu. That's a... Okay. The Rambam doesn't quote even in Hilchos Melachim Din Lohitze Oren B'Shas Melachim. And Pashas Sugi Bo Basra and Yudalad is not like this, okay? Okay? I only ask you something, and I'm afraid even to say this, okay? There's a pasuk that losu lehem menucha. The olive was in front of the machnes, losu lehem menucha. So all the Sifri and the Sifri Zuta, Sifri Zuta even calls it before Yesh Imim, that there was two alenais. So, you know, everything's okay. The only question, what do you do in Chumash if there was only one olive and it was lost lehem menucha? And I'm just very confused. So where was the din of Masa Oren in Machnes and Machne Leviya? Where was it in front of the Ma'ad? I'm confused, okay? But it's clear to me, whatever you want, that either you have to do one of two things. Either you can say there was no din of Oren by itself, okay? Even though the posik of Lurche, Leila Kohanim, Lurche Aaron Abris, I'm not sure exactly, Aaron Abris, it could be, I would assume there would be something like that. But you have to say that Lu Yitzur, the mitzvah would have been Kohanim with Mavkias, what would you have done? The stira, that you would have been frozen, that's the vault. Or you could have imagined in Midbar, either Losa or Menucha, that there is such a thing as all of the Vat, and that's the Rambam saying Shtikl Teira Levi, and it's a whole new Shtikl Teira. That's what I would assume. Biskarov Zichron of the Vach in Seita, not dealing with this issue particularly, but you know, he touches on it. He says that the Din Masse of Mishkan and the Din Masse of Din Masse of Orin is a chilek of the Mishkan. And the Din Masse of Orin as Orin Beteris Orin is Cholok Betz Misei Dinai. But the Din Masse of Orin Beteris Mishkan is on the Keli. It's not on the Luchas. It's not Masa Luchas Abris. There's a din masa on the menorah. There's a din masa on the shulchan on the clay hamikdash. The din masa. Okay. Orin, whenever you talk about Orin Levad, is Aruin Abris. Or the din masa is not on the Orin, but on the Orin Sheish Meluchis. I'm not sure if there's a big nafkamina. Even if you say, like a Moshe Shtikl Teira, that Orin without Luchas is not an Orin, okay? But the question is, what is the Masa on? Is it on the Orin? Or is it the Orin Beteris Orin? Or is it the, and you need the Luchas to make it into Orin, or the Masa is not on the Aron Abris?
Okay. Does the Ram ever talk about Luchas?
Does he ever talk about Luchas?
Does he ever talk about it?
Does he ever mention his luchas li'olim? In Perek Yud of the Sefer Torah, Dvorim sheba luchas, hein sheba chol sefer v'sefer. When he's talking about, we can talk about other things. The luchas there and there. I'm sure you'll find other things, but that's just the beginning. Okay. Now. Next.
And we have to assume that the Aron was Luchas. I mean, just simply when the Ram talks about Aron, doesn't mention Luchas.
Which Aron? Where the Aron?
Aron in Kayim Mikdash, or?
I don't know. I have to sit down and look at it. But the Aron, because you can't, what Moshe would say, you can't imagine Aron without Luchas anyway.
It's just so push it. Okay,
but say that. But the Ram says Dvorim Sheba Lucha is Hein Ein Sheba Chol Seif Tatera, and the reason why you have to be Nen is Yeshua Eid HaNemon, he's talking about the Luchas over there in Perek Yud Hilchos Seif Tatera. Now Now here comes a new question, okay? What is Olin? What's his relationship with Mikdash? And what's going on, okay? See, recall I mentioned last week, my Rebbe basically said that, you know, in when he was a young boy, when he wrote the piece that Biskarov was discussing back and forth, he basically said that the Olin, okay, the Olin, Beteles Olin, okay, Olin Beteles, you see, Mishkan started this. Mishkan, you see, you could have imagined, you see, but you see, you get back into the problem, you could have, he starts like this, you could have imagined Masa of Mishkan the Deiris. But the problem is, outside of Mishkan, of Masa Bekoti Yisrael, outside of Mishkan, a klisholis outside of Mikdash is not a klisholis. The dine klisholis is a dine that's makadish only makadish liposol. The whole Shem klisholis is only as much as the Mishkan. So if you have a din masa on it without the din of machnes, you have nothing. See, it says by default the only thing left over is olim because the Shem olim without Mishkan. But how it proves is a little bit odd because he starts with the shtei alinis. And the whole business, the Shem Olin, Abel Chayre, more the Pesukim, the Tanakh, you also see it, the Shem Olin, that's where he goes, okay? The Shem Olin, that's where he goes, okay? Then, in Igris HaGrid, he flips it around the Gamre, and he says that the Ram says there's only Shiva Caleb. When you bring in the Mikdash, there's a you make the structure of the Mikdash and Shiva Kalim. That's the proper gears from the Rambam, okay? That's what he calls Ksav Yad, and that's where Frankel has it also, that's where you wrote this thing, okay? And Olin is not one of the Shiva Kalim. So he says Olin, and he says the following. He has the following Losh, and he says, the Af Moshe Mnitztavolov V'nichla basiris hakelim nira dehu tzivu meyuchad legabi Moshe levad v'rak shom ho yisal chalois shem asiyah v'din kiyum asiyah avlodeis ein shayach zet. See, first he says it's not part of the nasila. It's not part of mitzvah mikdash. Then he asks the question himself. His father asked him so, you know, because see, the problem is the Ramban has a separate mitzvah in Minyan HaMitzvahs. He says, Shoshach HaRav, Shoshach the Rambam, mitzvah Masir Sa'ol. Okay? And the Ram doesn't have a mitzvah. So you end up in a very strange thing. You say that Ol is not part of the mitzvah of Minyan HaMitzvahs. And you say that Olin is not part of and there's no mitzvah of making an Olin. So he says, that's what he tells father, that it's a mitzvah of the show. Okay. And the Ramban in the mitzvah of Asay Lamed Gimel, and his Asog, he says that Asiyas Olin is a mitzvah of Nehatzel Adaris. Now, I just want to think about this, okay? What's the relation to Olin Mikdash, not Mikdash? What's going on here exactly, okay? Because see, it's very strange what he does, because anyone learning Chumash, you know, when you start Pasha Shum, Rosli Mikdash, Olin starts the whole story. Okay? So I want to show you a few Dukim, okay? Rambam, we'll see how to play this out. Listen to this. The Rambam formulates the mitzvah of the Osili Mikdash and defines it in a few places, each time in a slightly different way. Okay, but I want to focus now on Tilgum Meduktuk in what he says in Sherish Yudbeis. Is the mitzvah Asiya or the mitzvah is Kiyum? Okay. kigoyim omroi bi osali mitosh shizu mitzvus asei michlal ha mitzvus. Okay, it's one of tayag mitzvus. Okay, vihi shielonu base miyuad. Okay, base miyuad becomes very interesting because in mitzvah chav he calls it base avoda. And he's moving away from this. It's not base avodah. It's a special place, and we have to see exactly. I have on this in the Arabic. I'm not getting involved in the Arabic issues over here, but about base miyuah. Okay, b'seda. The elof tia hapnia. It means man's machshava should be engrossed with, I guess, the shechina there in Mikdash. And then he mentions. After the Elof Tia Pnia, he goes on about Akrova and other things. So you get the impression, and then he does something else. Remember, listen to this. What does he say? He says the mitzvah is binyan, or sheyehyeh lonu beis miyuad. It's not a binyan, it's the kiyum of the mikdash. So all I can tell you then is even if you imagine that the mitzvah Masiyas Ha'orim is the Shah, okay, it was only Moshe Rabbeinu, but if the mitzvah Asuli Mitosh is not only Asiyah, but Sheyiyah Lanu, and it's Elof Tia Pnia, it's a base Miyuot, so I can imagine that Orim is part of the mitzvah, not Nasir. It's part of the mitzvah. And then I would have told you more, okay? I want to tell you this Tesefta, and it's very interesting Tesefta. Very odd, okay? Tesefta in Zvachim. The truth is, the Meshech Chochem and everyone quote it one way, there we have it. But I'm going to quote it the other way because of Nisan Goy, Rabbi Nachnano. And of Nosan Rav Yeshiva, and Savir Oxford called it the opposite way. But okay, it's not in the game one way or the other. But I'll read you that this time. But then it becomes very interesting, you have it like this. Per Yigimo, Zivachim, Ezi Hiboma Gedoyla, Bishas, we have it in our Yisra, Bishas Heta. Okay, Bishas Heta Boma. The way it's by them, in Rabbi Nechanano, Aftes, whatever. Bishas Issa Boma. Oil moid notui, ein oil nosud shom. Oil moid notui, ein oil nosud shom. Okay, you could be talking about Shiloh when they took the oil out. Okay, well, you can have whatever you want, okay? But what does it say? It says, oh, Dr. the chiluk between Mikdash and Boma Gedela is when there's Orin. And Kol Zman, there's no Orin, it's a push to Boma Gedela. When there's Orin, it's not Mikdash, it's not Boma Gedela anymore. It's still the Orin, leaving the Orin, it makes it the Boma Gedela. Even as an Issa Bombers. Because it's a menucha, nachla, whichever way you want to say it. There's Issa Bombers. Okay. So if you would have asked me, I would have told you that the mitzvah of Osuli Mikdash is only Mikdash. It's Mishkan, Gilgal, Shiloh, Beis Halamim, Nova Gimon. In Shiloh there's no Olam. There's no mitzvah Osuli Mikdash. And then it comes out, but that the Olin is like a chilek. Even if you say there's no mitzvah Olin Lederis in the Asiya, but Shiyiya Lonu, Elof Tia Pnia, Odos is Dos. However, amazing is the Lama flips the whole thing around the Mishnah Teva. And I'll go and see if I have to be able to finish this. Okay, I'm not going to say. The Lama in Mishnah Teva, and I remember the Rav once when he said a Shia to us, I think. Learning he went through the beginning of Hilchos Beis Bechir, one after the next. He said, why does the Rambam quote in Halacha Beis Neuvigivon? Why is he quoting Halacha Beis Neuvigivon? Why is he telling you the Rambam is not a history book? Why is he telling the history? What the Rambam is telling you, how they were kind in the midst of also the Mikdash Ladeis. And it means Neuvigivon, there's also a key of also the Mikdash. And the Rambam is very careful in Mishnah Torah and flips the whole thing around and says the mitzvah is asiyah, and he leaves out the first two things. In Perik Aleph Halacha Aleph, listen how he does. Mitzvah say lasis bayis lashem muchan lios makriv. El tiapni, it doesn't exist. Muchan lios makriv. By Kabbalah, this is a chaying of Shalish Pom Bashana, Shem Rasli Mikdash. So once you define it like that, after the Baba Gedela and the Mikdash are all the same. So I'm just wondering if the Rambam changed between Shurish and Beis and over here in terms of the relationship between Olam and Mikdash. Okay. But then, look, the Rav is right. Okay. The question is, that's what I want to leave you with. Even if you say, I would tell you, the Rambam in Shroshim is mashma that ochim sheyielon. Okay, the Beila Pnia in Mishnah Torah good, but the question is, the Rav goes out of his way when he writes the father. There's no kium of all of the Mikdash. The question is that true. The question is Mikdash with an ochim. It's a separate chaloshem, it's a separate kiyum. Okay? So I would be ready to say, even in Mishneh Torah, the Rambam would subscribe to that. First, we have to be very careful. Where does the Rambam put Orim in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash? There's Hilchos, the halachos are called Hilchos Klei HaMikdash V'Oivdin Boy. So it's the Klei HaMikdash. So the Orm is a Klei HaMikdash. If the Orm is doing Mikdash, how is it Klei HaMikdash? Okay. And in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, he talks about the history of Perek Dalet, that it was in the Eben Shesira, and with the whole din of Geniza. Okay. So I remember Rebbe in the Shurim on Krisis, when he talked about the Geniza Orm, he says an amazing thing. I'm going to read to you part of it, what he said. I'm not going to, there's one part I'm not going to talk about now. I will see sometime. Even Hoyisa, the Kurdish Akadosh, Maroboy, Shaleh Hoya Owen Munach, or Be'esh. He's telling you a story. Be'esh, Shabona, Shloime, Sabayis, the others, Shabu, the Chore, Bona, Boy Mokan, the Gonis, Boy Owen. What do you have to buy? When Shloime knew at the beginning, before he built the Beis HaMikdash, he bought a separate place for all the Geniz. What's the name of Beis HaMikdash? What's the pshat? And he says, V'gonzo v'mokom shabon ha-shloimoy, tzibi yoshio, shenem o'yom al-alviyam evinim, v'cho yisrael ha-gdoi shal Hashem, trulonu es aloi rakrina shabon ha-shloimoy, ben David, melech Yisrael, ein lechem ma'asa bakotem, ato, idu es Hashem elokeich. So the Rav, my Rebbe said like this. It's not the pshat that Bayis Sheni is a Bayis for our Olim. There's a Mokum Olim in Mekumen Eben Shisiyah. There's a Mokum Olim Begineza. And the Bayis has an Olim. And that's why B'tchilus HaBayis! When his bona, he was bona a bayis with a mokum geniza. Oh, that's a chilek from Or. It's a chilek from Mikdash. Okay. So I'm telling you, once you say that, I'm not sure if you should go so far as my Rebbe say. It could be that it's not ma'akim in the mitzvah b'niyah, as the Rambam says in the beginning of Perek Aleph. But to say there's not a kiyum of all in Mikdash, I don't know if you should say. Okay. So whatever it is, there's a kiyum of all in, there's a chilek. So and I can't, the truth is, if it's not a Klei HaMikdash, and it's not part of the Mishkan, and the whole din that they were Moshech that the Gemara in Krisa says the Moshech, the Mishkan will call Kalev, but the Chalon is also Klei HaMishkan. So the Chalon is Olam B'Toy is Klei HaMishkan, but it's L'Akev in the Mitzvah Binyan, that's a different issue. And that's why he puts it Klei HaMishkan. And then there's a din of Olam Levad. That's what I would have said. I'm not sure if he goes too far. So Mitzvah Shem, we'll pick this up next time.